we know that an estimated 18.8 million people, two-thirds of the population, are in need of some kind of assistance or protection. And the humanitarian situation has really worsened over the last 2 years. And the coping mechanisms of Yemeni, especially for women and girls, are really stretched, and they are paying the heaviest price in this humanitarian crisis. There are an estimated 2.2 million women and girls of childbearing age in Yemen today. And you can imagine that due to the rising food shortages, these have also left an estimated 1.1 million pregnant women malnourished. And this is really going to threaten the lives of approximately 52,000 women who are likely to develop complications during childbirth, because they're already debilitated and then they are facing food shortages, they are malnourished, and this is going to lead to real complications during childbirth.
Beside the food shortages, tell us more about their needs.
Yemen has had one of the highest rates of maternal mortality in the Arab region. So poor nutrition and the eroding health care, which again mean they are giving premature or low birth weight. And this is also, the conflict is has further weakened the position of women and girls. So their protection, this has led to a near erosion of their protection mechanisms. And they have increased vulnerability to violence and abuse. So what we are seeing is incidents of gender-based violence have reportedly increased by more than 63%, you can imagine, over the last 2 years. And putting 2.6 million women at risk of gender-based violence. So the question you asked really is very specific, that gender-based violence is increasing. We have seen that increase. And there are women, we have in 2016, we have reported 10,806 reported cases of gender-based violence. And we estimate that 52,000 women are at risk of sexual violence, including rape. This is the situation of women and girls in the country. All the protection mechanisms are weakening, and this is leading to the increased vulnerability to violence and abuse.
What are the major challenges faced by UNFPA while helping the Yemeni women?
There is lack of humanitarian access to the conflict-affected areas. As you know, the whole country is in conflict. And then we also have difficulties in obtaining life-saving medical supplies into Yemen due to the air and sea blockades. Then we have difficulties in organizing services for reproductive health and gender-based violence in difficult conflict areas. A lot of the basic health services have been damaged. And we also work with partners, but there is limited movement of partners and limited transportation of supplies to health facilities. So these are some of the huge challenges that we are working. We are doing our best to reach out to them, to the Yemeni women and girls, so that they have access to reproductive health care and they are protected from gender-based violence. We work with local partners on the ground. We are scaling up our efforts to improve their lives, enabling them to cope with and recover from the crisis.